The question for Mr. Michael Rutledge, MICHAELRUTLEDGE. Date of service is March 18, 2024. Date of birth is 1/10/97. Date of accident 4/10/2022. Mr. Michael Rutledge is a victim of an automobile accident, and he was rear-ended and the car pileup on April 10, 2022, leading to some headaches, dizziness, loss of balance, nightmares, loss of consciousness, lack of focus, and pain syndrome affecting his neck and the lower back and the right shoulder and right knee. The patient has been treated by some other pain departments, but never had any surgery or any epidural injections. Here at the advanced pain care, he was initially seen on 9/20/2023, and he has gone with 4 epidural injections that has brought him 40-50% relief. At this time, patient report that he was his pain is really bad because he hasn't taken any medication. He ran out of them, and he has pain in the whole left side today, in the back and the lower back, as well as pain is from 5 to 8 in all these areas, including the upper back, mid back, lower back, as well as the left shoulder. Radiation of pain is reported in the left leg in S1, S2 dermatofaciation. Patient reports that there is 100% pain relief when he receives the pain medication, otherwise he suffers in the pain. His ADLs are affected as follows reported. Please review the chart for the ADLs for the system review, as well as for additional history and substance abuse and compliance plan. And in the physical examination, the blood pressure is measured to be 140 over 91, pulse is 78. The rest of the exam is still the same as previous visit of 2/9/2024. Dictation number is 0212-068. Plan is to continue the physical therapy 2 times per week for the mid back, lower back, and the shoulder. On the left side, and medication naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day, Nerontin 600 milligram twice a day, and Percocet 10 over 325. The patient is provided disability for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. His MRIs have been reviewed. All his options have been reviewed. Patient has been advised about spinal cord stimulation device. He is being referred to Dr. Louis Redden for a consultation. And otherwise, patient is stable. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.